Ancestral Deep Ecology in the Americas by Adrian Villaseñor Galarza. Many of us consider that the teachings of the original peoples play an essential role in the co-creation of a better future for all, human and more than human alike. In the past, I have referred to the voices of the Global South as carriers of an essential energy for the activation of the Great Turning. Quote, "The force derived from the alignment with the truth that dwells in the human heart and in Earth's bowels throbs with special candor in the communities of the South. To a considerable extent, this is due to the history of parallel exploitation that these communities and their prolific ecosystems have endured. Such a traumatic experience has, so to speak, twinned in pain the South and the Earth." End quote. This emphasis on the voice of the repressed is nourished by a participatory and intercultural vision that recognizes the need to establish North-South dialogues, specifically in the Americas. Likewise, this movement towards the Earth and her peoples is nourished by original teachings, such as the prophecy of the eagle and the condor, or the warriors of the rainbow. The need for North-South dialogues is not only evident at the geographical level, but also at eco-social, political, communal, and somatic dimensions. By this I mean that there is a complex and interconnected hybrid spectrum between the North and the South of the Americas, and that it is imperative for industrialized citizens to wake up to the ways in which we contribute to oppressive dynamics. In turn, the invitation to establish North-South dialogues exemplifies the dance of opposites that, according to Mesoamerican worldview, permeates and animates all of creation. In my experience of facilitation in a Latin American context, the work that reconnects, or WTR, provides an appropriate container and support to celebrate life more fully and explore the eco-cultural dimensions of our belonging to the living earth. In our work, the rich ancestral legacy of the peoples of the Americas makes itself manifest in the minds and hearts of participants. This is the reason why I have come to recognize the universality of the work that reconnects and the need to honor and include ancestral knowledge in culturally respectful ways as part of the work that reconnects experience. Next, I present rather briefly some of the ancestral ecosophical roots of the ancestral worldview of the Americas, concretely exemplified in the Andean cosmovision, and how this ancestral deep ecology coexists with recent advances such as systems thinking and contemplative teachings in the work that reconnects engagements.